Welcome to Mystic Access,
where the magic is in learning.
The following program is a presentation of Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. To contact us, please visit www.mysticaccess.com. Call us 716-543-3323. Email us info@mysticaccess.com and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mysticaccess. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the program.
Hello, I am Chris Grabowski, and I will be your guide on this journey through the Google suite of applications. In this tutorial, we will explore Google Chrome, Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides, and Google Hangouts using JAWS for Windows 17, NVDA version 2016.3, and ChromeVox running in Google Chrome, a Chromebook, and the Mac. For more information about ChromeVox, go to www.chromevox.com, and that's ChromeVox.com. The browsers we will use in this tutorial are Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Chrome. In the first section of this tutorial, we will use Google Chrome in conjunction with JAWS, NVDA, and ChromeVox, just to give examples of how each product interacts with the Chrome browser. In the next section, we take a look at Google Drive. We utilize Google Drive to perform file management tasks, including creating a document, moving a document, and we even explore Google Drive using Windows Explorer. Next, we show you how to navigate Google Docs, how to create a new document, delete a document, and even recover it from the trash. We also cover tasks such as edit a document, select text, apply attributes, and much, much more. In the next section, we will work with Google Sheets. We explore a fictitious timesheet within the spreadsheet, navigate the menu system, and more. Next, we navigate through and modify a PowerPoint presentation using Google Slides and show how it automatically converts the PowerPoint presentation to a slides document. And then we take a peek at Hangouts, which is a cross-platform communications program that allows you to place and receive phone calls, send or receive messages, and even video chats. We will then use ChromeVox and Google Chrome on the Mac to see how editing a document and other such tasks work on the Mac. A couple of things before we get started. I will be using JAWS 17, NVDA 2016.3, Windows 10, Google Chrome, and Firefox. When I am working with JAWS, you will hear Microsoft David as the speech synthesizer.
Hello.
When I am working with NVDA, you will hear Microsoft Zara. That's a female voice.
Hello.
And when I am working with Chrome and ChromeVox under Windows, you will hear the male British Google TTS voice.
Hello.
When I am working with the iOS devices or the Mac, you will hear Alex.
Hello.
When I am on the Chromebook or Android device, you will hear the US English Google TTS female voice.
Hello.
And I did this on purpose so that we didn't have to keep reminding throughout the tutorial. Now I'm using JAWS, now I'm using NVDA, now I'm using ChromeVox. While navigating and utilizing Google Docs, Google Sheets, or Google Slides, you may come across hotkeys that you are not able to use due to conflicts with other programs that are installed on your computer, such as Alt-Control-N or Alt-Control-A. For example, on my computer, Alt-Control-A launches the Kurzweil Calendar application. Alt-Control-N launches NVDA. In Google Docs and Google Sheets, you can use the Alt-Control-N keystroke in order to move to the next element. So if you want to move to the next link within your document, you would press Alt-Control-N followed by Alt-Control-L. If you want to move to the previous link, you would press Alt-Control-P followed by Alt-Control-L. And if you are using NVDA, your keystroke of Alt Control N will load NVDA. So let's go to the desktop.
Pane. Folder view list. Google Chrome checkbox check selected.
And I did that by pressing Windows D, and I'm going to hit the letter N until I get to NVDA.
N. NVDA checkbox check selected.
Now I'm going to press my applications key. I can also press Shift F10. Either way will work.
Context menu.
And then I'm going to up arrow to properties.
Properties are.
And press enter.
Folder view list. NVDA properties dialog. Shortcut property page. NVDA target type. Application target location. NVDA. Target. Edit Alt plus T. Selected C. Program.
We are not going to mess with that. We're going to hit our tab key.
Start in. Edit Alt plus S.
Tab selected again.
C. Shortcut key. Hotkey field control plus Alt plus N Alt plus K.
As you can see, the shortcut key is Alt Control N. And I should change this to something other than Alt Control N. Now, if I wanted to change it to Alt Control Shift G, I would press Alt Control Shift G. What I want to do is change mine to Alt Control Shift 1, which would be the exclamation mark. So I'm going to press that key combination. Now I'm going to tab.
Run. Combo box normal window collapsed Alt plus R.
And then I'm going to shift tab.
Shortcut key. Hotkey field control plus shift plus Alt plus 1 Alt plus K.
We see that my hotkey has been changed. So I'm going to tab to OK.
Run. Comment. Open file. Change icon. Advanced. OK button.
And press enter.
Access denied dialog. You will need to provide administrator permission to change these settings. Click continue to complete this operation. Continue button.
So I'm going to press enter.
NVDA.
And it is now done. For the most compatibility within the Google suite of applications, Freedom Scientific recommends the use of Internet Explorer with JAWS. NV Access recommends Firefox with NVDA. And Google Chrome and ChromeVox work quite well together. In order for you to use the Google suite of applications successfully, you must turn off your screen reader's virtual cursor or browse mode. In some instances, your screen reader will do this automatically for you. For example, when you go to drive.google.com, you are automatically placed in your items list, which is your list of files and folders within Google Drive. The screen reader turns off the virtual cursor or browse mode automatically. There may be times when you need to use the virtual PC cursor. For example, when browsing through your hotkey list, you will need to then turn it back on. ChromeVox does not have a virtual cursor, so you would use the ChromeVox keys to interact with that portion of the HTML document. When you are using JAWS or NVDA, you would switch back on their virtual cursor or browse mode in order to read that HTML content. Throughout this tutorial, I will be demonstrating the use of Google Chrome, Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides, and Hangouts. And I may do things a little bit differently than you, but I hope it is enough to get you comfortable with exploring this amazingly accessible suite of applications put out by Google. In the next section, we will start with an exploration of Google Chrome with NVDA, JAWS, and ChromeVox. See you there!